Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Hey, everybody, get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20, because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, people from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Foodie and the Beast Gospel Hour. That's right.
I'm starting to cry.
That was members of the Harlem Gospel Choir. We're going to tell you about that, but welcome to Foodie and the Beast.
Yeah, you're on the right station.
A different kind of, that's right. Hang in there with us. I'll say something bad in a minute. Don't worry. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I want to thank my family. I woke up this morning, breakfast in bed. My shoes were...
That was a dream.
That was a dream. I want to thank my family for making me get up and take care of the dogs this morning. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast. We've got a great thing. Somebody stole our name. Did you know that?
I know. It's a terrible
thing. There's some show at the National Theater called Beauty and the Beast. I don't know what's going on with that.
I know.
They're here until June 24th, and among other stars, two of the performers are also big foodies and talented cooks, and they're with us. Julia Louise Hosek plays Mrs. Potts, the teapot, and she's got some kind of bicep. Should see it because she has to hold her arm out. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And Jen Bechter, who begged me to call her Raul, I don't know why. Jen Bechter plays Madame de la Grande Bouche. She's a big bureau, not really. And she's in to talk about the show and fine dining when you're on the road.
He asked me, he's like, what does that mean? I'm like, she's a big bureau.
I know what a bouche is. Anyways, and
really
listen, when we were there, when the Howard Theater reopened, the promise from its manager, Trey Harris, was for big acts, big talent, and big meals, and they've delivered. Every Sunday, you can get a bit of heaven at the Howard, where brunch is served while members of the Harlem Gospel Choir, and you heard them perform. Nishka Higginbotham and Lily Berry are in with us from the show, and they're going to rock the house throughout the show, and Trey's going to tell us all about what you can get to eat there, and about the theater's renaissance. It's had about four lives, and this one could be the best. We were there. It's looking
magnificent.
Awesome.
Okay, so for those of you who really want to get into gardening but are really shy about it, we have somebody in here today who can not only help you come to your house and do it, but she's going to give us pointers today on the show. Love and Carrots is the name of the company, and Meredith Shepherd is the founder.
Turn your cruddy garden into an organic oasis. Yes.
All right, and...
Well,
there is a new hotel.
Yeah,
on
Avenue Suites on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's the first new hotel Actually, it's one of the first new businesses on Pennsylvania Avenue in years, because that's very finite inventory.
I have no idea if that is true or not.
It is true.
You could be making that up.
I'm not making that up.
I don't think it's true.
I happen to know.
Okay.
Because I was there. Anyways, A-Bar is the lounge inside the hotel, and Brennan Adams, who is a return guest.
He's been with us before.
He is in a different capacity. Master of mixology at A-Bar, and he's in with some of the signature cocktails.
Okay, now you've already passed out something this morning. What is it?
I have. This is my version of communion wine, since we started off with the gospel. I was raised Catholic.
Communion wine.
Or we may be a
daily. Wait a minute, are Jews allowed to drink this?
This is a version of what we're going to be doing is we're going to have a patio punch that's available every day on our really big, sexy, gorgeous garden terrace.
Which is really beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. It's very nice. This is a version of a sangria. I'm using Lambrusco in this. This is a Lambrusco Reggiano.
Okay.
So it's a Frizzante. You're not going to catch, I apologize, you're not going to catch a lot of bubbles in this today. It was pre-batched. Sorry.
That's okay. We're feeling it. We're really angry.
Okay, go back, start over.
Right, make it again.
I'm so sorry.
So every day, this is something you're going to do different?
It'll be a different recipe every day. So you just have to come in and check it out.
So are you just having like a big punch bowl up on the bar, or how are you guys
actually?
It's
going to be set up on the terrace, and it'll be two large punch bowls in a large holding container with dry ice. It'll look fun and smoky.
Most of your guests, are going to be people from the World Bank and all that are around the corner. So you're going to send them out into the world stinko off this stuff.
That should be great
for the global economy.
Maybe it'll help.
Yeah. Hey, remember, this is a town where deals are made over handshakes and martinis.
That's right, at least it used to be.
We're going to be talking
to you throughout the show, but why don't you tell us a little bit about the program that you're constructing there?
Well, A-Bar is the design is it's a contemporary Miami style cocktail lounge. It's about a 90% beverage focus. We have some limitations in the physical plant structure of the restaurant, so we're getting fun and funky and innovative with it. The food is going to be small plates, innovative, forward thinking. Nouveau American in that we're utilizing international flavors.
Okay.
With the beverage program, my beverage programs tend to be very kitchen-based. But because I have some of those limitations, we're also going to get fun and funky with it. We're going to do a lot of variations, modern variations on classic cocktails. Because it's sort of no holds barred, we don't have any rules.
Right.
So we're going to get fun. We're going to use hydrocolloids and different stabilizers. We're going to use liquid nitrogen.
It's Sunday morning. I already have a drink, and you're speaking words. I don't even know what you're talking about.
We're trying to marry kind of the idea of mini bar Rogue 24, but in a much more affordable capacity, with drinks coming out very fast.
Unlike Rogue 24.
I didn't do
it. Are you listening,
OJ? I know where you were going. No. All right. When we come back, let's get into that a little bit more, because there is a science to mixology, and we do want to talk more about it.
All right. Now we're going to talk to Howard Theater, because everybody, I think, you'd have to be living under a stone not to know that the Howard Theater and the Apollo Theater are icons in the music world. And the Howard Theater for years was, I guess it came back at one point and then went silent and dark.
Yeah.
And now it's been brought back. Trey Harris is with us. Trey's the manager of the unbelievably renovated and resurgent Howard Theater. And Trey, let's talk about it. Because the Howard, it reopened back in the 70s, and then it didn't work for whatever reason, and then it was silent for so long, and now you guys have, it's stunning. I mean, we were in there. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Every day it's beautiful to walk into a building that once was dead and it's alive. Every day, like I said last night with Little Richard there performing on stage. Oh,
how amazing was that?
Did he ask for me?
He did. And I told him I'd just say hi. Okay.
And he said, okay. All
right. I taught him how to go, wow, like that.
It's amazing that I grew up maybe 10 minutes from up the street from the Howard Theater.
Wow, that's great.
Passed it every day when it was nothing, just a shell of itself.
Right, falling apart.
Yeah. And then to hear that, okay, someone is going to try and, bring it back to life, then get the opportunity to not only witness it, but be a part of it, to work in the same building that at one time, you know, the doo-wop groups my dad performed on that stage.
Really?
Oh, that's
my
so
mom
amazing.
Would go there on a regular basis, you know. So people sneaking through the side doors. They still trying to do.
Can you show us where those side doors are?
It's a little bit tighter now than it was back then.
That's because you know all the tricks, right?
Yeah.
In those days, when your father was performing there, mm-hmm. was it a dinner theater concept?
No,
right? It was totally different.
No.
So why dinner theater? Why the eat-in
Well, I don't
concept?
Know that people know that. You can go and watch a great show and have a full dinner.
It's one of the things where it costs a lot more to buy tickets, travel somewhere else to eat, then say, okay, I'll get to the show 15 minutes before showtime.
Right.
Now you have 2 hours before the show come on. You get to eat. Mm-hmm. You get taken care of by a great staff.
The staff is great, without a doubt.
You know, you don't have to leave, and then all of a sudden, curtains come up, and you're still sitting there enjoying the food, and the show is going on.
But is that for every show? Like, how are you doing
every show? Every show, 2 hours before door, whether it's standing or seated, you can enjoy food.
Okay.
You know, we have celebrity chef Marcus Samuelson put together this wonderful menu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have a standing capacity of just under 1,200 and a seating capacity of around 650.
Wow. So what was his, what is the concept of the menu for those who haven't been there yet? I mean, I'm a Marcus Samuelson fan, so I'm pretty aware of his cooking, but
she has all his albums.
He wanted to bring back the theater cultural heritage, you know, and that's what it was more. So he based it on what it was, you know, he didn't want to bring things that people wouldn't be used to.
Okay.
So you have the mac and greens. It's a different concept, but when you taste it, it's like, wow.
Right.
You know, you have the cocoa lentils.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a bread pudding, I think, is to die for, which people have tried. It's very good. You
know? And what about, so now the gospel brunch, I mean, there's not a, D.C. is not big on brunch. Like, it's a hard city. There's always one or two places to go for brunch, but this is really a terrific concept. There's not a lot of places where you can go have music and brunch in the city, especially gospel.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about the kind of brunch that's being served and the experience that people can have there.
The brunch is more of your homestyle Southern brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, you can enjoy the
okay, for those not from the South, what does that mean?
It's just shrimp and grits.
Lots of grits.
You know what? I ate the menu when we...
Yes. You know, you have your waffles. It's the collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not your traditional omelets. You know, just your bacon, a few scrambled eggs.
And is this a buffet?
Yes, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Okay.
The ticket price includes getting a great show from the world-famous gospel choir, and then you can sit down and all-you-can-eat and go up 5, 6, 7, 8 times if you want throughout the show.
Who goes up 8 times?
A lot of people.
Stop
I do.
It.
I do.
No, you do not. You're lying. Now you're making that up. Give me a break.
The man looks like a marathon runner. He's so handsome. All right, so let's go over and talk to Lily and Tunishka about the choir. Now, how long have you guys been doing this?
Oh, we've been doing this for quite a few months. One of the unique things that we do is we engage the audience and even invite them up on the stage.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
I'll be there next Sunday.
Come on down.
People are going to regret that one.
I'll even bring my own microphone. How about
we get the talented to the no talented to the, oh, my God, it's my opportunity to be on stage kind of folk.
Oh, my God.
American Idol.
It's a lot of fun. Yes, yes.
You should bring your mic because sometimes it's hard to get our mic back.
Yes.
And I'm going to glue it to my hand. You have to kill me to get it out of my hands.
And so who is the head of the choir and how do you decide what songs you're going to sing on each brunch?
Well, pretty much we have the same set every week.
Okay.
We'll change it up as to who's leading, but the set is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are in the choir?
It's about 7 of us.
7.
And then 3 band players.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go to commercial in a couple of seconds. You want to sing us out to commercial?
Okay.
Let's go.
This is one of the songs we invite everybody on to sing.
Oh, I'll be happy to.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Oh, when he was.
When Jesus was.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage. and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few. The proud. The Marines.
Like farmers markets? None's better than the fabulous Central Farm Markets in downtown Bethesda, at Bethesda Elementary, and in Rockville's Mid Pike Plaza. Each has 40-plus vendors with huge selections of local natural meats, poultry, organic produce, cheeses, plus yummy pastries, pies, cakes, fresh breads, even seafood and more. Want prepared foods to go? They got that too. Bring the family, bring the dog to Central Farm Markets Sunday in Bethesda and Saturdays and Thursdays in Rockville. Visit centralfarmmarkets.com for details.
The Patio is now open at Founding Farmers in Potomac. Dining al fresco in Montgomery County was never better. It's an idyllic setting, away from traffic, comfortable seating in a luscious garden setting. Dine al fresco on cool evenings around the fire pit. Founding Farmers in Montgomery County, just off Route 270 at Montrose Road West. A delicious getaway for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and weekend brunch. Founding Farmers, award-winning menus of great scratch-made foods with ingredients from American family farmers and from across the region. See the menu at wearefoundingfarmers.com.
And it probably set back the program for a couple of years. But this demonstrated that cyber weapons could physically destroy critical infrastructure. Now, the problem is we have SCADA devices attaching all of the infrastructure we have in the U.S. Our dams, our electrical power grid, everything is remotely controlled by the Internet. And there's always a SCADA device in between the Internet connection and what the device is doing.
Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
So beautiful. Right. Oh, boy, oh, boy. If I could sing like that, I wouldn't be doing this. That's for sure.
It is getting super soulful here on Beauty and the Beast this morning.
Are you talking?
Yeah, you have not shut up since the show started. But you have not stopped talking.
I haven't?
You need to stop talking and let other people talk.
I'm going to keep. Are you guys married? This is terrible. All right. So,
hi. Welcome to Beauty and the Beast.
All right. So let's go back to Brennan. Yeah?
No, Trey. We start with Trey and then we go to Brennan.
Okay.
Okay. So, Trey.
Yes.
So tell us. For people who have not yet been to the Howard Theater, let's just walk through like some of the talent that's coming in that people can see, you know, at night. Is it every day? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, as of right now, we're doing about like 380 shows a year.
Okay.
Next year, we'll have roughly over 400 shows a year where it's a show every night, 7 days a week. And like I said,
you know, there's only 365 days in a year, right?
And sometimes we do two shows a day. Okay. You know? Like B.B. King has, you know, two shows coming up.
Right.
We have from comedy to the Harlem Gospel Choir to some R&B, some Kenny Wayne Chesney was there, which I think was one of my favorite shows, which I'm not going to, you know, tell my friends that.
But. Right, of course. That's all right. Nobody's listening. You're okay. Just teasing.
This is going to break into two separate shows.
And for people who don't know where the theater is, can you tell them where it is?
It's 620 T Street Northwest. Mm-hmm. That's right off of the U Street corridor, right where Georgia and Florida connect.
Mm-hmm. And so you're not open during the day, but people can come for dinner before the show.
Yes, doors open 6 o'clock, and that's roughly 2 hours before the show starts.
Okay, great. And we know you have a great mixology program because I think we're bringing the mixologist on in a couple weeks to mix
Dean.
It up in here.
Yeah, Dean is one of the better mixologists in the city.
Excellent. All right. Right. He's like, well, maybe Gauntlet thrown down.
Right. Every baseball team has at least 9 starters.
Love it.
All right. So we were just joined by Jason Weber, who's also with the Harlem Gospel Choir. And you guys want to sing us out into the next segment?
All right. One last one. Thank you so much.
Come on and bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Yeah, bless the Lord with me. Everybody say hallelujah. Come on and say hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah.
you want to hear more of that, you go to the Howard Theater for brunch with the Harlem Gospel Choir. You get a great meal and an unbelievable show. Thank you guys for joining us.
We know you guys have to get over to the theater, so thank you so much for coming
over here this morning. Thank you so much.
It was really great having you in.
All right. Now we're going back to Brennan.
All right. So, Brennan, what are you mixing up next?
Okay, this cocktail is called the Dr. Holmes. So when you go to the Avenue Suites, you'll see you'll see throughout the lobby and even in some of the rooms, really lovely photo portraits of iconic Hollywood actors. So this one is actually named after the Dr. Holmes character that Robert Downey Jr. plays.
Oh, right.
Okay.
We just watched it last night.
Oh, yeah?
The first one.
We're going to watch the second one tonight.
All right, so this uses an Applejack. It's Laird's, which, incidentally, George Washington actually had the permit to produce this commercially.
Oh, okay.
So this is the Laird's Applejack. You have a spiced simple syrup and lime and marjoram macerated apples.
Oh my goodness. So that didn't take a lot of time to put together. It was super easy.
Yeah, right? It's totally easy.
Anybody could do this at home.
Yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is cube up some apples and put them in with some lime juice and some marjoram.
Okay.
Done. Well, and then put the fluids together.
You know what? Let's make sure everybody knows where Avenue Suites is because I'm off the
air. So it's located at 2500 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. The northwest portion is important.
You're right between Georgetown and downtown, really.
Yeah, absolutely. There at it's the end. Foggy Bottom West End, depending on how long you've lived here and what you prefer to call it.
And have a lot of people found that outdoor patio yet? Because it is really glorious.
As of right now, no. We're gunning for a soft opening on the 21st, which is next Thursday.
Yes.
And we're going to do kind of like a pop-up on location with limited offerings as far as food until the 27th.
Okay.
The cocktail program, to start off, is going to be a little pared down. I just want to make sure everything gets done correctly.
Okay. So when you say it's going to get pared down, you mean?
Actually, I'm going to start with 5 cocktails.
Okay. Come and order like a gin and tonic?
Oh, of course. Okay, of course. Yeah. It's a full bar. Yeah.
You know. Some people are like, no, you can't have a gin and tonic. You can only have what I'm
making,
and that's it.
We don't serve that here. Sorry. That's like getting those directions. Yeah, you can't get there from here.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, no, we'll have a full offering as far as a full bar.
Okay.
As far as the cocktail program, it'll be pared down. We'll start off with 5. We'll have a full range of wines. We'll have 24 international wines.
Okay.
Highly rotational. And a full spirits bar. And we have a fully premium rail, which is a little different from everyone else in the city.
Okay,
so for those
who don't know the lingo, can you put that in
that means
terms,
really
please?
High dollar stuff. Right. At value. That's what we're offering at A-Bar. Basically, we really want to offer the high-end concept, but keep it very affordable.
Okay, great. All right, well, we're going to dig into our new drink, and we are also going to bring in our 2 next guests. Do you want to introduce everybody?
Sure. You know, we've already mentioned that Disney's smash musical is Beauty and the Beast is now at the National Theater, and really only for a couple more days, just till June 24th. And Julia Louise Hossack, who plays Mrs. Potts, the teapot, and Jen Bechter, who is Madame de la Grande Bouche. A big bureau. Is that really, am I doing it right? Is that the way it translates?
Absolutely.
Okay. They're both in. Nikki took our daughter Tessa, who is 9, to see the show, and they just
Oh my God. She was like this the whole time. It's like, the
so
sets
sweet.
Are so beautiful, and it's such a great show. I mean, the music is great. Everybody knows it. We've sort of all grown up with it. So let's just start from the beginning. The show is here now. When is it here till?
It's here through next Sunday.
Okay. And how are you guys liking being in D.C.?
Oh, love it.
Do you? Now, have you been here already?
We have not been in D.C. Personally, I have been in D.C. before, yes.
But with the tour?
No, not with the tour. This is our first time in D.C.
And it's crazy that the White House is down the street.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
So when you're with a show in different cities, do you get to explore? Do you get to feel the city or area that you're in?
Of course.
That's the best thing about our job.
Is it?
Absolutely. Yes, we have our days free, and usually we pack them full with stuff to see.
So what have you seen so far?
Well, lots of us have gone to all the monuments because they're literally right down the street. So some people had rehearsal. So in between rehearsal and the show, they go see the monuments, take pictures,
go have dinner. Check out a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, since this is a food show, I one of the things I'm very curious about, especially people in your career that you've chosen. I mean, you're traveling. You both said you've been with the company now for over two and a half years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you are traveling from city to city to city. Mm-hmm. How do you take care of yourself? I mean, the show is very demanding. You're both wearing very heavy costumes. How do you take care of yourself nutritionally? How do you feed yourself well? I mean, you can't just go out to fabulous restaurants every night, but you can't go out. So, and how do you, and you both like to cook. So how do you do
we
that?
Do.
How do you balance?
That is the hardest part of our job besides packing a suitcase.
Yeah, that would be very, I would say that would be very hard for me.
Yeah.
How do you put a teapot in a suitcase?
I know. Very carefully.
Right.
Well, I know Jen travels a blender, so that's a
yeah.
That's
I like to make a morning smoothie with coconut water and frozen fruit and a banana.
Yeah, but where do you have to order the fruit from? The hotel,
grocery stores that are around the hotels.
Okay,
yeah. And every time we come to a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, it's like a beacon. It's like heaven.
It's like a food panic. We come out with like six grocery bags. Yes. And we're only in the city for 5 days.
Right.
So we're like, oh,
but usually we have refrigerators, so that's easy to keep produce. You know, and just chop it up, put it in a little Gladware with a little dressing. You can have anything you want.
Right.
Microwave comes in handy. On this tour.
So do you travel with your own microwave?
No.
Usually they come in the hotels. They can provide microwaves.
It's easier to put a bureau in a suitcase than a microwave.
Yeah, right? When you have to keep it under 50 pounds.
They're staying out in Bethesda, too. That's the other thing.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
So you have to hike back and forth on the metro, I guess, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes you feel like you're a real person going, to a job.
Don't worry, you are a real person.
I am a real person. Thank you. That's my mantra for the day.
I am a real person.
I am not a teapot. I am not a teapot. I also have developed a special trick that I learned from my roommate, and it's aluminum foil and the iron that you find in your room. And you can make any kind of panini with that. Mm-hmm. Just press it. We also did a red bell pepper, wrap it in aluminum foil, and press it with
an
iron.
That's nice. You can order a ham sandwich with starch.
Yeah.
That is good. In a pinch.
Exactly.
That's very creative.
In a food panic.
Right. Well, and if you want something really tasty. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys like to eat out?
We do.
Yeah. When you go from city to city, how do you find out, do you look for really good ethnic food? What do you look for and how do you find it?
Well, Yelp, we all have smartphones, so we use the Yelp and Urban Spoon.
We look at a lot of ratings and what a lot of people have said about the restaurant before we go.
But what time of day do you have to go eat? I mean,
our afternoons and evenings.
It's hardest to find a place that's open after the show.
Yeah.
Because
especially in this town.
Trying to wind down.
Right.
And are starving. So.
Well, and I think D.C. is a tough town because it does shut early during the week, especially. Kitchens close, I think, at 10.
But we'll find a place.
We'll find a place. No doubt. Chinatown's open. I mean, I know. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Or we'll get food to go and we'll save it for after the show and we'll heat it up. Really
and
easy.
What about sort of as a group? Mm-hmm. Do you guys get to dine together? Is it something important since you're traveling together? Do you guys look to sort of have
or do
family
you all hate
meal?
Each other,
or,
right?
Oh no!
Is there a family meal or
he
something?
He really
you try
is a
do?
Beast.
No, he's not at all.
It's very more individualized than a giant group. There's 30 of us in the cast, so to get us all in one restaurant at the same time
that would be
is
tough.
A little bit impossible. We try to get together definitely on special occasions and holidays to do a family together. Mm-hmm. But you hang out with whoever your roommate is a lot, and
do you get to pick?
Roommates?
Yes.
Well, my boyfriend actually travels with the show, so he's my roommate. That was an easy one.
Oh, really?
He's in the orchestra.
Oh, that worked out nicely.
Yeah, the teapot is living with the kettle.
I know.
Well, I have a question for you. We had breakfast with Belle down at Disney World, and I just how does she split her time like that?
Oh, I know. Emily is hot, too.
All the dads were like, hello, Belle.
Hello, Belle. I think in this show, they're like, hello, Babette.
Babette is very hot.
She's beautiful.
Now David's going to have to go see the show. Okay. All right, we have to take a quick break, but we have more questions about the show and the sets when we get back. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. And Beauty and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7742.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
You know, choosing how you listen to radio is important. If you don't visit HDRadio.com, you won't learn about the new local HD2, HD3 radio stations. If you don't hear the new local HD2, HD3 stations, you won't hear everything you should. If you don't hear everything you should, you won't understand what your friends are talking about. To understand what your friends are talking about, visit HDRadio.com to learn about HD radio receivers like the Pioneer DEH44 HD, now only $120 at Walmart.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7222.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the guest.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with cast members from Beauty and the Beast, which is playing at the National Theater till the 24th. Julia Louise Hossack plays Mrs. Potts, and Jen Bechter is Madame de la Grande Bouche. They're both here. And one of the things we were talking about during the break is the fact that we just sort of naturally expected, I don't know, a couple of old broads to walk in.
And okay, that is not
these
how
guys,
I put it
these
at
guys,
all. That's
these,
not
it's
exactly
Father's
what
Day.
I
can get away with anything.
You're right. You only got a couple more hours left.
You guys are, you know, obviously, when you're out of costume, very young. How did you get started? How did all this?
Well, I was a very hyperactive child, mm-hmm. and my parents were sports people, so they were like, well, put her in sports. My aunt was like, no, put her in theater. And I never looked back since I was five. It's what I wanted to do after I wanted to be a fairy princess. You know?
Right.
I grew up and said, I want to be an actor.
There's not a lot of work in fairy princessing these days.
I know. Unless we're down in Florida or California, right?
And what about you?
I loved it. Started in high school and mm-hmm. went to college, got my bachelor's in music theater performance.
Where'd you go to school?
I'm originally from Kansas, so Wichita State University. Go Wooshocks.
Okay. Everybody here is like, who?
Everybody's
what?
Got a plug. Right?
And so how did you guys both get on this tour?
Auditioned in New York about the same time, mm-hmm. September 2009.
And is it okay. just an enormous cattle call and everybody shows up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, on our day, they cut the list off at 400 girls.
Wow.
And I was number 315.
Now, were you going for a specific part?
I was. I thought I was going to be considered for Madame de la Grande Bouche.
Okay.
So I went in and, you know, singing high C's and being, you know, as funny as I could be. But they asked me to read for Mrs. Potts. And
which is a great role, too. Both your parts, I think, are the best parts in the play. I mean, they're so fun and mm-hmm. they bring so much life to the play.
Oh, definitely.
Now, let's talk about your costumes because mm-hmm. they're big.
Yeah.
They're enormous.
Yes.
And your arm as Mrs. Potts is up. I really thought that there was like something in there assisting you.
I wish.
That would be too easy.
There is.
I have to work for something.
It's a nicely formed bicep.
I know, yes.
Look at mm-hmm. it.
And your costume as the big bureau.
Is the biggest one in the costume.
It is. I mean, it's
in
enormous.
In the play, in the costume.
And right.
If you think of Marie Antoinette, that giant dress out to the sides. With I mean, I knock things over all
so
the time.
So is it wire
And I
want to
say things
What's
did not end
there?
Well for her.
It's like a giant pinier, I guess, underneath that goes out to both sides. And then it's got like storage bins, you know. My dresser's always laugh at me and say that they could store, you know, food in there. And
so do you?
A little snack.
Do the drawers work?
The drawers work.
Yeah,
they open up, and I'm a giant character, and when we're in small theaters, I knock everybody's water bottle over as I walk down the line. Yesterday, I was walking past something, and all of a sudden, I heard crash, bang, 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 while the show is going on, and I turn around, and I had knocked trumpets over and a broom and something else.
Oh, my God.
And I can't bend over to pick them up.
No, so of course not.
I'd say sorry.
Do they say she's got a big boosh?
Yeah. Well, boosh actually means mouth, so right. I have
yeah,
a big mouth.
Yeah, family la boosh.
Yeah. Well, you need a big mouth in order to hit those notes, right? I mean, those are very high.
You want to hit one right now? Come on. All right. Well,
that was perfect.
All right. So, listen, are there tickets left for the show? Or are you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes,
go see Beauty and the Beast.
It's such a. You don't have to bring kids to see it. Somebody said, "Can I bring your daughter?" Because I feel silly going without a kid. And I was like, "This is so not a show just for kids." The sets are magnificent. The voices are great.
I just want to say,
a great day.
Instead of yelling "Baba Booey" when you're in the audience, I want you to yell "Foodie and the Beast."
Or not. Perhaps we should not do that.
Stand up for us.
Can we thank you both for coming
in
today?
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed the show. Okay, Brennan.
So now we're gonna. Yes.
We're back to you.
Yeah, we're gonna do another cocktail.
This was a really strong drink.
Do you want to hold off then?
I'm just holding it. I'm kind of smelling it. No. Tell us what you're doing next.
Okay, so this one is called The Midnight in Paris. But if anyone remembers, that's a Woody Allen film.
Yes, Woody Allen movie.
Yes, so we have a portrait of Woody Allen. And guess who he's looking at? Mia.
Oh,
it's scandalous.
Right.
Okay, so this particular cocktail is elderflower liqueur. First
you need to be in front of the
juice.
Mic.
It's a chili grenadine syrup. So that's a pomegranate juice reduction with habanero and jalapeno and a little bit of ginger.
Ooh, so is it spicy?
It's spicy, but it's
like
going to get topped
cocktail.
Off with some sparkling.
Oh.
Otherwise it wouldn't
be. You guys came in on a really good day.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. I'm going to be here every day.
They're going to wonder why you're slurring. When you're...
You don't have a matinee though today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? What time's the matinee?
1 o'clock.
Oh, all right. You're good.
We're professionals.
You'll be fine.
We're professionals.
Right. This is just going to loosen up your vocals.
You'll be singing songs from South Pacific.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
isn't that fun?
Oops, that's okay. We'll clean that up afterwards. So now.
Okay, that is not static. That is Brennan shaking up.
So, Brennan, tell us a little bit how you come up with some of these cocktails.
So I approach cocktailing kind of the way that a cook approaches food. I like to layer flavors. And I look for balance in the acid, the sweet, and the spirit. But I like to let the primary spirit play. You know, much like a protein on a plate. So I think too many times you end up with entirely too sweet a cocktail or too acidic a cocktail. And then, of course, they have, you know, their flavors. But I like to play, and I like to drink. So
wow, so you have really found a career that works for you.
You talk about typecasting.
I know.
Well, you know, honestly, I'm going to take that as a perfect segue, because I think we have somebody else in studio who has taken her passion and made a career out of it. Does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I can't even believe that this is my job. I get to play in the dirt all day and teach people how to do it. So it's been really amazing.
All right. Well, this is Meredith Shepherd from Love and Carrots, and she is a gardener?
I'm a gardener.
She's a gardener.
She's more of a magician.
Right. Well, let's talk about a little bit about Love and Carrots. This is a business that you started a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I had actually come back from traveling in Guatemala. I was working at an orphanage farming for them, and I didn't want to go back to my office job, and I loved farming in Virginia for a while, but I was tired of that commute, so I thought about gardening in D.C., but I didn't have a yard, and everyone else had a yard, so I said maybe I can garden in their yards.
So we've got Mrs. Potts delivering drinks. This is awesome.
I'm a servant of the castle as well.
So, and then, but why this? How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I mean, DC is pretty unique that there's a lot of people that have space that they can actually grow things in.
And they don't want to, or they don't know how.
Well, they don't. I think sometimes people just don't think that it's possible, or they don't think of it as an idea. I mean, grass is pretty popular. So,
are you talking about grass?
Grass.
I was going to say, yes, it is.
But you're talking about your kind of landscaping that you're doing is more vegetable gardening
exactly.
than it is like flowers or traditional landscaping. So how do you talk to people about doing that? And like I looked at some of your plans that you did online. I mean, they're gorgeous. How do you create ones that people can take care of?
Well, first of all, we help people take care of their gardens if they need it. If they don't know how, we can come back every week or every 2 weeks or every month and help them with it, or just as needed. But mm-hmm. we also, a lot of the gardens are a manageable size, and I don't walk away and just leave them empty-handed. Usually I try and provide a little bit of coaching.
Okay.
So there's some instruction is definitely involved.
And how do you decide, like, the right, like, right now, if I said to you, come to my house, help me out, please, mm-hmm. God, help us.
She just said, come to our house.
I'll be over later today.
You know why you'll be helping me? Because when she says we have to weed the garden, she means get outside and weed the garden. She doesn't mean we. So
no, it's
maybe...
so rough being him. Don't you feel bad for him? How do you decide, like, what kind of vegetables to plant? I mean, clearly there's certain ones that can grow here. So how do you come up with that?
First of all, you decide. You decide what you want to eat. And you decide, you know, I talk to you about what's in your fridge, what you like to cook, and then mm-hmm. I make a list out of that. And from that list, sometimes some vegetables might not be possible in your yard because of like sunlight requirements or mm-hmm. Different factors. So I'll work from the list that you get. And then the third factor is just seasonality.
Right. And so now do you do this all year long?
Mm-hmm.
So you can sort of take care of the garden?
Yeah, in
DC,
the climate is so mild here, especially this past winter. We were growing greens all winter long and preparing people's gardens for the spring.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you do when a freeze comes along?
Well, you plant things that can withstand a freeze, like claytonia, kale.
What is claytonia?
That it's it's a type of soft lettuce that it grows really well.
Okay.
And we put a little, like a plastic covering over the rows of lettuce, and then it keeps them a little bit warmer and keeps the frost.
All right, I got to think. So
yeah, you got.
We have dogs.
Yeah, we do.
So
two are puppies.
What can you do about that? I mean, do you literally have to put up, you know, a security fence with electricity and?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's not really anything that you can plant to keep the dogs away. So we would just
nothing
put up
repels
a fence.
Them.
No.
No. I mean, we know that. No. I mean, but one of them likes my pineapple sage. She eats it all the time.
Oh, pineapple sage.
She's a gourmand.
She is. She knows what to eat.
But I have a great carpenter that works with me. His name is Morgan, and he can build a fence structure that has like an easily removable gate, or we can even keep out birds. We put roofs on things. We've caged in entire gardens pretty much.
Well, plus there's a terrible deer problem. I mean, I don't...
Deer fencing, yeah.
You know, so I know a lot of people have problems like keeping even just their flowers because the deer eat them.
Yeah.
Especially in the Potomac area.
I mean, you just have to put up a barrier, and we can... we've made really simple, cheap deer fences that are just like T-posts and netting, and we've also created cedar structures that are beautiful and functional.
Now, are you working with restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're coming in, because like we were just out with Brian Voltaggio... yesterday in Frederick, and he's Brian Voltaggio. He's a top chef. He has Bolt in Frederick, and he leased space from this magnificent farm. I mean, it was like acres and acres and acres, and he was showing us all the stuff he's growing for his restaurants. And I mean, it was really terrific to
That's
be out
awesome.
There. It was very cool. But like, I think people want to take some of that home with them. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't have a huge garden. Well, so I think people have to figure out how to manage, like what they can do that's manageable. So if you were to give recommendations to people to start small, what would be your recommendation?
I would say hire me.
Okay, first and foremost. Good.
Brilliant marketing.
I love it. And then you can just put in a bed, or you can start with things that are really simple to grow. I mean, some things are easy and some things are hard. I would probably steer you away from growing watermelon or broccoli because you'll put in a ton of effort and the success rate might not be what you're looking for.
They're just harder.
You need more space. You need to really pay attention to a lot of different factors.
Mm-hmm.
But things like Swiss chard and arugula and basil, tomatoes are much more manageable. So I would steer you in the right direction. That's kind of what
you do.
What we do.
Well, exactly. I want to talk about sort of how you're branching out to Alexandria.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about what you're doing with the local restaurants and how you're helping chefs grow for themselves. But we do have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a sec. This is Nikki and David. It just got so quiet in here from Feeding the Beast. The gospel choir have left. Mrs. Potts has left. But we still have Brennan and Meredith in. We'll be back in just a sec. Thanks.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on 1500 AM at 10 AM. Please join me this week for my special guest, Heather Rosen, who is a franchise consultant with FranNet, and she'll talk about what you should look for when you're looking to purchase a franchise. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pettleman, located in Fairfax, and visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com.
Hey, Jamie, who sings that song? Whoa, piece of bread.
That can't possibly be a real song.
No, it is. We heard it on the car radio this morning.
Matt, we really need to get HD radio so you can hear song lyrics better. Actually, we should get a Kia Sorento with the Yuvo infotainment system and HD radio. This way you can hear all your corny lyrics with crystal clear digital sound quality, and I can listen to good music on the extra FM HD2 and HD3 stations it offers. Now sing that song again to me.
Whoa.
Voice-activated Yuvo infotainment system with HD radio. Now available in the Kia Sorento.
And now, on the home front, sponsored by your local Jeep dealers.
There are lots of perks for military families who want to do some traveling. And knowing the ins and outs of using military lodging is crucial to saving money on your next vacation. In most cases, military lodging is available to active duty military members and their families, as well as retirees, reserve, and guard members, too. Do your research. There are many recreational facilities for military, ranging from a lodge on a mountain lake, to shades of green in Disney World, to an ocean front cottage in Hawaii. Military resorts are also across the globe in Japan and Germany. Reservations can be made well in advance, and that's usually recommended. Rates can be based on rank and duty status, but typically are less than comparable lodging. Check out militaryonesource.mil for lots of great travel tips.
Make tracks to your local Jeep vehicle dealer today and take advantage of an exciting military cash allowance on the full line of legendary Jeep vehicles. And Jeep wants to express its extreme gratitude and pride for your military service.
We're back. We're talking love and marriage on Father's Day.
Love and carrots, I get it.
But I was thinking, do love and marriage go together? They do go together, of course. All right, you're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we've got Meredith Shepherd in talking about love and carrots, which is a brilliant idea. Basically, it's a, we'll help you a little or we'll help you a lot, change your backyard into an organic
or a part of your backyard,
garden,
right?
Or a little piece.
But
or
do
a big
you do
piece.
Regular landscaping too, or is it strictly gardening?
It's always a mix. If some people come to us just looking for more beautification, and I always try and mix in as many edibles as possible. And if with a landscape, with a permanent landscape, that usually means perennial herbs. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that.
Now,
yeah.
If somebody's lazy and they don't want it, they want it, but they don't want to mess with it. Will you come back every week?
You can just. We even harvest for you. You can, your garden experience can be that you open your doorstep and there's a bag of tomatoes there for
I
you.
I love this. Feeding the Beast is looking for a $50,000 grant to do this soon. All right. Before we get too far into this, I just want to quickly thank everybody that makes the show possible, because without them, we wouldn't have a show. So thanks to Georgetown Bagelry, Neighborhood Restaurant Group, the folks at Black's Restaurant Group, Addie's Black's, Black Salt, Pearl Dive, and Blackjack, the two founding farmers, and Bethesda Central Farm Market, all great people, and thank you for your support of the show.
Absolutely. Well, when we were at Jeff Black's last week in Bethesda, we did the Tiki Bar opening. It was a fantastic live remote. If you didn't come down for it, you absolutely must join us at the next live remote, because we have a lot of fun.
Yep, and we'll be doing it. We'll be back there soon in September.
Okay.
So Meredith. So one of the things that we were talking about during the break was composting, because Nikki, you know, I'm really basic throw it away guy.
Yeah, but we actually compost at home. We use
That's
compost.
That's great.
Cab.
You guys do it.
Yeah, we have
compost cab. Yeah.
Do you know them?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, we put it all in a bin. They come once a week, they pick it up. Take it away.
And I really think that's the simplest and best way to do it, because he knows what he's doing, so you don't have to worry
about
it.
What is he doing? Because the county won't allow them to give it back to us to use on our garden, so Do they just make a big compost pile and then give it to sell it to farms?
Yeah, I don't really know where he gives it to, but I'm sure it's being put to great use, you know. And what, there's so many food scraps in the city, why not make them into more food?
So if people totally have their do their own composting though. Well, I mean, there
how do you
problems
help them with
that?
How do you help them?
Yeah, a lot of times people's compost isn't it's just not breaking down the way that they think it should be, or it's smelly, or it's got bugs in it.
And is
smelly. So a lot of my clients ask me to take a look at it, and I can tell you that 9 times out of 10, it's just it's too wet. So the conditions become anaerobic, which makes it leads to bad bacteria that smell and that attract flies. So what I tell them to do is just take shredded newspaper or shredded cardboard or dry leaves or dry grass, anything that's carbon rich and dry, and mix that in at a 50-50 ratio.
Oh, that makes sense.
Dry it out.
Right. Man, that's a lot of work.
Now, what about the work you're doing with the restaurants? Who are you working with and what are you setting up for them?
Well, we have a couple in the mix, but right now my favorite one is Del Rey Pizzeria down in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. They have one of their owner's relatives who has a plot of land down in Alexandria that they have graciously lended to them to have a restaurant garden. And so we have, I think, about 75 tomato plants.
Wow.
And we're growing basil and parsley and squash, and they're getting in there every day. I come with me to do most of the work. They're really interested in learning. So they've just been fantastic. We're working on a roof garden on U Street. I'm not going to mention who it is, but it's just in the planning phase right now, and I'm mm-hmm. really excited about that one.
Is it for a new restaurant or an older restaurant?
It's one that's been around for
okay.
a while.
Okay. Well, I just think that, you know, this
we're
is not
make you tell us.
This is not, you know, it's not a brand new trend, but it is a trend that is growing. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen the garden down at the Four Seasons mm-hmm. that David Varley put in at Bourbon Steak, but there are a lot of, and there's a garden at Post too, outside on their patio. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think more and more chefs.
There's one at Founding Farmers out in Potomac.
Oh, that's true too. I think more and more chefs are looking. You know, they're preaching local, but mm-hmm. they're really trying to make it.
Yeah, it's
a part
really
of their
exciting.
Life.
I feel like it's you know, local food and growing your own food is really becoming something that's mainstream, mm-hmm. and that just is so exciting
for
me to be a part
city,
of it too.
The hard part is finding the land, isn't
yeah,
it? I mean,
yeah.
So
well, the previous farm that I worked on before doing Love and Carrots was called Chaley Farm in Percival, and we sold to City's End in mm-hmm. in Southwest Air in the Mandarin. And so that was an example of just chefs sourcing things locally, and if they didn't find it with us, they would go to the farmer's market. And that guy literally said that he would go the morning before and shop at a farmer's market
and see what was available. Well, you know, if you go to the Fresh Farm market on Thursdays, mm-hmm. that is like the chef's market, and they're all there hanging out.
I used to manage that one.
Did you really?
Yeah,
you were at Fresh Farm?
At the White House. I did it last year.
Oh, okay.
Busy.
Right, you're very busy.
So how do we find Love and Carrots online?
www.loveandcarrots.com. Written out. Yeah.
Well, can I ask one last question, because we do have a little bit of time?
Yeah.
Is it too late in the season to bring you in?
It's never too late. You can plant things all year round. Right now, if you contacted me, we would get started on preparing your garden for a fall planting, which starts in the end of August or mid-August.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be lots of delicious things like kale, collard greens, broccoli, lettuce, arugula, anything. So, it's never too late. In the winter, we had people contacting us, and we would just get the beds ready for spring planting, so you can get on the queue. And if you're thinking about contacting us, don't wait, because there's always a rolling line or queue.
All right, so if you're coming in to renovate somebody's backyard, will you like trim trees and you'll do the whole thing to mm-hmm. turn it into whatever you need?
If I don't have the resources, I work with people that do.
Cool.
And that's my favorite part, is getting people, drawing people out into their yard. A lot of times it's just a mess when we arrive. They hate mowing the lawn, and they say, I don't want to mow the lawn anymore. And we make that space into something that is edible and beautiful. And
that's really cool. Congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
Really great that you're able to take
idea.
Your passion.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, we're thrilled to have you on
All
today.
Right, loveandcarrots.com.
Now, please check it out.
Brennan, got about two minutes left.
I want to talk about the spicy drink, because
okay.
it was delicious. I love spicy cocktails.
Okay.
I'm not a huge cocktail drinker, but it's appealing to me because I like spicy food.
Sure.
So why a spicy cocktail for you? Like, what made you come up with it?